This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
We're here. We haven't melted yet on the hottest ever day. Oh my God, guys, this is going crazy. It's very cool in here, but it's not cool enough. I'm still boiling hot. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Loads of new music this week. We're going to be playing lots and lots of bangers. Plus, Will.i.am is on the show today. Temptress is on the show today. Too Many Zoos are on the show. Ray Stewart's on the show. Get Cape, Where Cape Fly is on the show. So we have got back-to-back bangers to play for you. Plus, we've got new music from Jesse Reyez, Sierra, Chance the Rapper, Mac Miller, Tyler the Creator. In fact, I'm going to start the show with Tyler the Creator because it's his new track that he's done with ASAP Rocky. It's called Potato Salad and it's produced by Kanye West, but they're actually rapping over Knock Knock by Missy Elliott and Monica. And if you haven't checked out the video, it's just really fun, them two kind of having a good time. And Jaden Smith is there, just there. He's not doing anything. He's just there. Chilling, but I really enjoyed, there's a comment on the YouTube video that really made me laugh, and it was like the idea that it looks like, because he's kind of not looking at the camera or anything, it kind of looks like he's said to his mum, mum, can I go, can I please go and do a video of ASAP Rocky and Tyler the Creator? And she's like, go before I change my mind, because he's hanging around with the naughty boys. And you can kind of, in that video, it just feels like he's like being really low key because he knows he shouldn't really be there. I don't know why. I mean, maybe they're not naughty. I mean, I think ASAP Rocky definitely is a bit naughty. But who knows? This is called Potato Salad. I'm a little bit hot. I might have heat exhaustion. Who knows? So if I do, I apologise for the future 2 hours of the show. But listen, some of them are pre-recorded, so you've already got a definite good interview in there. Otherwise, I can't tell you what's going to happen later on in the show. Kicking off with Potato Salad, ASAP Rocky featuring Tyler the Creator.
Shout out ASAP Rocky, man. Aug in the building, man. What's good? Is that potato salad? Yo, listen. Niggas give me the cold shoulder. I can speak for myself. So I keep a hot waist and alligator the belt. Ain't got a belt with the holster. I ain't playing games, but got some little niggas who would do it. So I pass the controller. You can press the next out. Triangle your nose. Pause your life if you squares. Try to mess with my O's. Whoa. So cut the crap like shit barbers. Cause we really with the beef like Claws of the Gay Fathers. Nigga, we get dollars. Give them the bin baller. Exchange for them chains. I saw shiny with thick water. I got back pains. Neck heavy like whipped cream. I whip clean. And they all white. I whip cream. And cop boards. And I draw a stick. I whip cream. And cop cribs. I got more space than big jeans. Y'all sleeping on me. Explain why they got shit dreams. I'm alien. Got the laser gun with the big beam. Married to the money. My bitch green. No, I don't sit lean. But ride around the rockets like, yeah, I mean. Y'all niggas weak. They thought I was goofy and all mouses. Double C my luggage and fill them with comb blouses. Y'all cop kush, my nigga, I cop houses. And fill them with some Leo to capture some cold sprouses, nigga. Where we, Rocky, ASAP, Golf Boy, where we at, nigga, in Paris.
Fuck clothes, I cop pieces. Couple dots with me and them hoes like divas. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. Flipped a couple packs, bass guard in the speakers. Bass all in the speakers. In the field like baseball, play ball, face wall when polices come. I don't rock Chanel, I rock Channel. Hell no, this ain't a purse, it's a statue. Bless at you. Nah, I ain't sneeze, but if niggas want steam or smoke, bet I match you. Got a bullet with your name on the barrel. If hollows don't clip, you get nipped like it's cat food. That dude, when I die, I gotta make a statue. Bad attitude, this ain't a purse, it's a statue. Go to any nigga with money up in my bracket. Then I think about the state of rapping. All the freshmen in the classes, all the super seniors mumbling and rambling. Mumbling and rapping, mumble rapping. I find it hard to find actual talent. I find it hard to find an actual challenge. Unlike Shabazz Palaces, last acid hit, elaborate. Rap Labs, Labyrinth, word to Kodaks, Blacks, Lazarus, call drops. Ayo, on the album skits.
I'm the channel that you watch, I'm the ammo on the Glock. Weird nigga full suit with the sandals and the socks. Stop. And based on my neck, boy, you would think I hate glass homes where I'm handling the rocks. Who cast the first stone? Bitch, it's me, fuck you thought. Real grunge, nigga, I ain't got a flannel as the top. And I'm picking up guitar. Still, I'm nigga bum. Niggas wish they could make a garden shed. But they sleeping on me, man, like they arm is dead. I'm a wild nigga, boy, and you farmer bred. Born, you ain't animal, you all corn. Yo!
K-Sims, what up, nigga?
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harry
Bros. I have nothing cool to do.
Hot and hot and so hot and hot. So hot and
did that. Just let it go. Let it go. It's hot in here. We know it is. I'm sorry. I won't keep talking about it. I will talk to you now about music instead. So I'm going to play Buddy's new song, Hey Up There, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. It's from his forthcoming album, Harlan and Alondra. I really like it. He's a really great artist. You should check him out if you haven't already. But not before you stay right where you are on FUBAR Radio and you have a listen to this.
Hey up there, I'm on my way up. Tell the radio to play us. Blame it on a place I grew up. Hit that landmine, then I blew up. I've been on my job too long. Damn right I know what I do wrong.
gon' change up. Now everybody better pay up.
Elevator on my way up. Penthouse bad bitch with a feet up. Darling, need that new Bentley truck. They just mad they wanna be us. Roll out the windows, put on the gas. Mixing up rap with the kids, or selling my pants. Sashing my diamond, they wet. Sashing my diamond, they wet. I even want that bad. I keep my foot on their neck. With the gang, gang, bitch, I'm with the gang, gang. And when I'm in my Rolls Royce, I take up two lanes. They be like, boy, that's how you feel. I be like, shit, yeah. Hey, DJ, turn this shit up, yeah, it's that shit, yeah.
Hey up there, I'm on my way up.
Hey up there, I'm on my way up.
Tell the radio to play us.
Tell the radio to play us.
Blame it on the place I grew up.
Blame it on the place I grew up.
Hit that landmine, then I blew up.
Turn the good and blew up.
I've been on my job too long.
I've been doing too much.
Damn right, I know what I do wrong.
Sometimes I be fucking up.
Ain't no way that I'm gon' change up.
I'ma be like this for good.
Now everybody better pay up.
Pay up, pay up.
Tryna get rich, don't wanna be famous. With my day ones, 75 cents to catch that bus. Came up, got my check and then I finesse. Say I got next, got right now, so I guess I'll just kick my feet up. Smoking all this weed, I need a re-up. Give it all to me, more money, money. Can't tell me nothing, we out here struggling. This why we hustling.
Never heard it like this, don't lie. You ain't never heard it like this, don't lie. Never heard it like this, don't lie. We ain't had gifts at Christmas time. Now I'm getting mine. Niggas out here be switching sides. Stay down till I touch the sky. That's right.
Hey up there, I'm on my way up.
Hey up there, I'm on my way up.
Tell the radio to play us.
Tell the radio to play us.
Blame it on the place I grew up.
Blame it on the place I grew up.
Hit that landmine, then I blew up.
Young nigga to blew up.
I've been on my job too long.
I've been doing too much.
Damn right, I know what I do wrong.
Sometimes I be fucking up.
Ain't no way that I'm gon' change up.
I'ma be like this for good.
Now everybody better pay up.
Danny used to tell me, boy, don't look back. That was 96, I'm bumping out cash. She was up in church at Cali, New York. Now it's getting scary, Freddy Krueger.
Hey up there, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. That is a banger. Temptress are in the studio. How are we, guys?
Hey.
Good. Hot.
Yes.
Cooling down now we're here.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. I just played Nelly Hot in here so that we could all just get it out of our systems, because I felt like we just need to talk about it, don't we?
Yeah. Mm. We were sitting in the other room thinking this is a great song, so appropriate for right now.
Great song, but it does make you want to bump and grind, which is dangerous in this weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extremely.
They should put out a national warning for that. Not the heat, dangerous bumping and grinding.
Yeah.
Actually, yesterday I was on the tube and I fell onto a man who was making out with his girlfriend really ferociously. And it was like, you know, it was really hot. The tube's obviously the seventh level of hell in this heat. And I just thought, do you know what? You should learn not to furious and make out with people on the tube.
Yeah.
Because people might fall on you.
It's inappropriate. Yeah.
Take him out.
Take him out, exactly. I'm just one woman on a mission.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you guys?
Good. Yeah, very well.
I Say When is your brand new single. We're going to be playing it in a little bit. You guys are musicians, but you're also videographers or video people.
Yeah.
Don't know how you describe yourself. Is it video people sounds cooler?
Yeah, I think video people is the right description.
That's what I wanted to be when I was younger.
I want to be
a video person.
Yeah. When you just grew up, you were like, do you know what, Mum? Video person.
Yeah.
She's like, what's that? Actually, you did the video for Chloe Howell, Do It Alone.
Yeah.
Which we had her on the show to talk about that song.
Amazing.
Oh, nice.
Great video.
That was fun. We just got her out there. Just said, go.
Get her out there.
Do it.
Where did that start? Why did you decide to get into videos? Was that something to do with the music or was it completely separate?
It was probably completely to do with the music, because we just we had no budget for a video, so we thought, how hard can it be?
Yeah.
So we just we made a video and it turned out to be quite hard.
Yes,
but
it's hard.
The good thing is, we just really got into it. We've made quite a few since then, and since doing it, it's hard not to do it because it's just so much. Yeah, it's fun.
It's nice to have the control as well. Like over, you spend ages making your song. It's like how you want it to be, and then sometimes when you work with other people, it's like they have a different vision to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think,
complete control freak in every aspect.
Exactly.
Taking the reins. There's no problem with that.
Yeah. Exactly. Also, it makes you know what you want.
You know,
when you do work with people.
You know what you want. You go and get it, girl.
Exactly.
The track itself is R&B, pop, vibey. There's a lot of harmonising. I'm really into it. And I really like the video. Little sort of nod to the old school with the sort of block cutaways and things like the little square cutaways. Let's talk about the writing of the track. You two making tracks together. How does the process work? Well, I guess we could start with how you guys became Temptress and how it all started.
Yeah, well, we were both at uni at a kind of student gig thing, and like we were both playing in different bands, and I think we saw each other doing different things. We thought, oh, that's, you know, what we're doing now isn't that fun, let's try something new. Let's
star-crossed lovers across the room.
Exactly.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, let's write a song. And then the first song we wrote is called Lies, and that's you know it's our first single as well. And yeah, it was just good fun. We sort of just had a lot of similar influences, and Jess kind of does a lot of kind of bass and keyboard stuff, and I was doing more guitar, and kind of just like got in, did, so we both co-produce everything basically,
and so the perfect union was created.
Yeah, we weren't planning for it to be anything, so we just kind of we put a song and we're like, oh, this feels kind of good, like, you know, let's
this
carry
feels
on
good.
Yeah,
yeah,
but really, yeah, we didn't finish it for about a year. Like, we just did a bit on it, came back to it, and yeah, it wasn't planning on being a project, but it just sort of came. And we just put it out on SoundCloud and just, like, you know, thought we'd carry on from there.
What were you studying at uni? Were you studying music?
Yeah.
Where were you?
At Goldsmiths.
I knew you were going to say that. That's where I went.
Oh,
hey,
really?
Nice.
Look at us all, Goldsmiths alumni.
What did you do?
I did drama.
Oh, wonderful.
Because I'm really quiet and don't really talk, so I thought, I'll do a degree that's just out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
No, I did drama because I'm an attention seeker and now I'm presenter, so it all, you know,
it
all makes
out.
Sense.
Yeah.
Goldsmiths is a wonderful university. I really loved my time there. Did you guys, because as well, people like James Blake came from Goldsmiths, a lot of Blur, one of the biggest bands in
so
the UK.
Many
it's a prestigious uni. So did you guys enjoy it as much as I did?
I had a great 3 years.
Yeah, it was good.
Happy when it was over, but I enjoyed my time.
Yeah.
I feel like you go in, you do it. It's pretty crazy.
It's heavy. It's heavy for 2 years.
It's definitely not like your normal degree.
Yeah.
The one we did. So.
I don't know about you, but we were quite left to your own devices.
Yes, very much so.
There's a lot of freedom and crazy people to work with, which kind of makes for a fun time.
Yeah. And there's, for everyone listening at home, there is a night there in the student union called Club Sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Where when I was there, someone pooed on the floor once. Did you guys go to Club Sandwich?
Oh, many times.
Did you see any poo on the floor?
I didn't, actually.
Shame.
Maybe we'll go back.
I would. Little reunion tour.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's the longest lasting club night in the whole of the UK.
Do you know what? I know why. Because it's got poo on the floor. No, because it's good. You know, cheap drinks, great fun. Everyone loves a club sandwich, so why wouldn't you go? You guys supported Reggie Snow.
Yeah.
Is that correct? In 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Reggie. We've had him on the show a couple of times. He's a really great musician. How was that? Because it must have been a really fun gig.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I think what was so good is just like everyone kind of just got on board with what we were doing when we were playing, and it just kind of, yeah, his fans were really good as well. And
malleable, you could say, like people that are interested in music. He's got music fans.
People really care about what he's doing.
Yeah, and it was probably the gig that the most people afterwards got in touch with us and just like, you know, good feedback basically.
I think the thing is as well, we just played all of our like fastest,
most upbeat
songs to get people on board.
It was a hyped up, like it was quite a short set, but fun.
Short, but
yeah,
major hype.
Short was exactly.
So the track's called I Say When. I want to know, out of the two of you, who's the one that says when? Like, who's wearing the trousers in this duo? Because I think one of you has to.
I feel like I would say me, but Vlad would say him.
Yeah, it's probably a constant battle.
Really?
Like, depends on the day, I think.
Because like musical decisions can sometimes be a bit annoying if you've got different opinions, right? So one of you has to kind of go, I'm putting the foot down.
It's true. Who
I think it's
that?
Like you have to make the best case you can.
Yeah, it's true.
And whoever, it's like, you know, it's like being a lawyer basically.
Justify
it. You've got to win your case.
Why is that better?
Intense. I like it. Yeah. And the track itself is on the one side, it's really empowering. And on the other side, it's quite dark and quite like, wait, is that too much of you saying when? Like, which I like about it. Obviously, this is just my perception of it. Where does it come from? Is that how you meant it to be? Like, there's elements of like, wait, how much are you kind of calling the shots here?
Yeah, well, I think we just wanted to write a song that did kind of all those things that made people go, wait, what? Or is this like an anthem for empowerment?
Yeah.
Like, I think we just kind of wanted to push it out there a little bit more and like, you know, have people really think about the lyrics and what we're trying to say.
Definitely feels like it's kind of it's on the edge. I think it's just about kind of control and sort of the interplay of people kind of like, it's hard to say whose side it is on really, but I think it's,
but that's what I enjoyed that, because at what parts I was like, oh, this is really empowering. It's about like, you know, because obviously your vocals, it's like, oh, well, I'm taking charge, this is my, but then it's sort of like, wait, how much are you taking charge?
How much am I? The thing is, you never want to give the full story away.
No, of course, of course, of
always want to keep people guessing.
So this one came out in May. What's coming next for you guys? Are you going to be dropping anything else this summer?
We've got a few songs that are coming up. The next one's going to be called Secret.
Ooh.
And we've nearly, and you know, it's a secret. But yeah.
You've ruined it.
Yeah, you've ruined the secret. But you've just done the video, and I'm really looking forward to sharing this one. It's been quite like, we've gone really in on these sort of VFX kind of things, and it's quite sort of like lo-fi green screeny stuff.
Don't keep it a secret. Tell me something about it.
It's hard. You know, I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be a nice surprise.
But yeah,
when's that coming out?
So that should be, I think, early September.
Wicked.
And yeah.
And the video's going to come out straight away.
Probably straight away, I think hit it all with a bang, really.
There's going to be a lot of singles with a visual package to accompany it. So.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. Is that how you want to roll for the rest of... Because I guess you guys are videographers as well. Video people. So is that how you want to be vibing? You're just going to make it a sort of 360 package every time you release something?
I mean, as much as we can do.
I mean, I just think that it definitely is a way of telling the story more fully with a video. Mm-hmm. And just like to have that whole, you know, side of it, it's just quite nice to do. So as long as we can, we definitely want to have a video for everything we do. And then eventually when we have our EP, it will be a longer piece of video.
A movie,
work.
You could
like
say.
Like a movie film.
Movie film from the cinema.
Yeah.
Do you know, sort of in terms of the next few months, are you going to be doing any gigs that we can come and check out, or when is the next time we can come and see you play?
I think around September.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a single party.
Yeah.
For single people. So any single people out there now?
Only single people allowed. We'll check on the door. No messing about.
We will look into your history when you arrive.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a little launch for the single then?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we just got to watch at We Are Temptress.
Yes.
To keep on lock. Mm-hmm. Well, should we have a little listen?
Yeah.
Whet our appetites for September.
Take it away.
So guys, can you introduce I Say When for us? Because it always sounds better when you guys do it.
All right. This is I Say When and We Are Temptress.
Give me a pencil, let me draw another picture for you. You could try to erase it, but I know that you'll remember. Do you? If you need me, I could be your fantasy, so. You'll never leave, never leave. I say when you get to breathe, I say when to touch, I say when you get to sleep, I say when it's done. No need for apologies, it's not a rush. You said it's a fantasy, but I say when it's done. If you need me, I could be your fantasy.
Excited, like more excited than I've been all year. Will.i.am is joining us on Fubar Radio right now. Oh my god, how are you, babe?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really relaxed now that we're sort of sitting like mates. Oh my god, you just said it. That's a fact now.
It's a fact.
It's lovely to meet you. I'm very excited because right now you're promoing your brand new music. Get It has just come out with the Black Eyed Peas. You're off on tour. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I just wanted to discuss first Get It as the power that is behind this song and the video. It really got to me, like the lyric, life is terrific, life is horrific. It's simple, but it is so effectual. Like it's just displaying exactly what's going on right now, not just in the US, but actually around the world. But specifically, you're kind of talking about the police reform and immigration reform in the US. Is that the kind of focus for these tracks that you're hitting?
So for this particular song, it's just painting a picture of like anybody that's living in tough conditions, right? So growing up, my version of growing up in the projects was similar to people that are living in the projects today, where police brutality, black on black crime, black on brown crime, poor on poor crime, no education, no opportunity. You're in a nightmare. And if you don't change your perspective, you'll be stuck in that nightmare. So the way to get out of a nightmare really is to dream your way out of it. You have to like architect and change the fabric of your environment by selecting your friends. Like you really have to, it's that simple. And that's what Get It is about. It's about dreaming in the nightmare. And setting that dream to be the course to alter your reality. While everyone else, like when I was growing up, was like, yo, keep it real. I was like, actually, I don't want to keep it real. How about we keep it really imaginative? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to keep it really fantasy. Because if I keep it real, I'm going to be stuck in this. And that's the first lyric. Like, all I want to do is win. Man, I've been winning since way back then. In my mind's eye, I had a made back then. Fast forward, now made back's what I'm in. Getting out the project was the project. My mama said progress was the process. I was paid less, shopped at the pay less. Now my ass is living in a nice address. You know, so you're just dreaming in the hood. You're like, man, one day I'm going to. And then you see your friends and you're like, well, these friends that I have aren't going to get me to my one day. Maybe I need to change my friends. I still love my friends, though. But I'm spending too much time with these set of friends. I hope they don't mind if I start hanging out with these set of friends, because these set of friends equal my aspirations. Like, if I want to be a doctor, I shouldn't be hanging out with the drug dealer. If I want to be a doctor, I should hang out with doctors. If I want to be a coder, a developer, I'm going to hang out with developers. I shouldn't be hanging out with, you know, veterinarians if I want to be a computer scientist. If I want to be a veterinarian, I should be hanging out with vegetarians because I don't want to eat the animals I'm taking care of. You know what I'm talking about? Anyways, boom.
But the video itself, like, everything you say is so interesting, because the video, I mean, it's happening a lot right now because obviously Childish Gambino just released This Is America. These videos are, they are raw. They are getting straight to the point. Get It shows violence, police brutality, and it's sort of juxtaposed by you guys relaying the lyrics to us, looking right into us, into the camera, letting us know this situation and kind of teaching us. Do you feel like people are getting this? Are they responding to this? Are your fans, do they know the message that you're trying to give from these tracks?
That wasn't the intent. The intent wasn't like, yo, we're trying to send a message. There's a call to action.
Yeah.
The call to action for things like street living, and the call to action for Ring the Alarm and now Get It. There are call to actions, like, pay attention to these issues. Here's how to, you know, support folks that are, you know, have been affected by, you know, police brutality or, and that's the thing that we're on, you know. But Senseless, you know, I'm trying to let them.
Oh, you're so good. You're so good. So good. Didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about it.
So what we don't want to do is, like, sensationalize and be the profiteers of horrific events. So if we could paint a picture of what's going on and then give a call to action for, so that there's some type of resolve, you know, that's what we're about. But message for message sake, like, yo, we trying to spread a message. No,
it's not your
call to action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it just made me feel something. It made me look up. It made me, you know, Google and look into things. Because obviously in the UK, we're a little bit removed from the situations in the US. Obviously we see it in the papers, but it just made me think, basically. Mm. And I feel like that's really impactful in music. If you can make someone think with your music, that's the most. I mean, you've been doing it for years, of course. Like, people have always taken note, but it's just so wonderful to see it. Now, in this moment, we need to be talking about it. We need to be thinking about it.
Yeah, the next one is heavier.
I can't wait.
Yeah, the next one's is heavy. Heavy on the heart.
Really? Was it difficult for you to create it?
No, it was easy to create. To watch it afterwards, we flinched. Mm. Sitting in the studio watching the one that's going to come out in the next couple of weeks was hard on our heart. And we even thought about not putting it out.
Really?
Because it's that heavy.
Really? And what was the swaying factor to going from not putting it out to putting it out?
We found that it's best that we put it out. It's just...
You just knew.
It's still hard. We're still thinking about,
yeah,
not putting it out. And I don't want to go into details, but it's a heart tugger.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, because I know that if you've made the decision from your heart, you know it's the right one. I guess as well, you've tweeted before that your bandmates are your best friends. You're working with your best friends doing this, which must be amazing in itself. But also, you can trust them, and they can trust you to know that if you're making a decision, it's the right decision for you as a band.
No, we were all sitting in the studio. I was like, yo, check it out, guys. It's the first edit. And I pressed play. And then afterwards, we all just looked at each other. And we were quiet and crying.
Oh, gosh.
For about a good 3 minutes. And then I'm like, right? And then Taboo says, I don't know. I was like, that's exactly how I feel. App, what do you think? And he's sitting there quiet. He's like, I don't know. If I'm feeling like this, and we know it, what are people going to feel like? Well, this is heavy. I was like, I know. It's so heavy.
Doesn't music sometimes have to be heavy, though? It has to carry something. And
no, the song, but the song is different, though.
It's just the video that is bringing a different element to it.
Yeah. We live on our phones. To be making audio-only music, audio-only content in the day of visuals, that's not the smartest thing.
No.
And the song is a really beautiful song. It's like cool groove, awesome lyrics, great sentiment. But juxtaposed against the visuals is, I'm talking about something that ain't coming out yet, but it's kind of therapeutic to talk about it, to give me the strength to put it out. But there's things that I put out that I've done before that I didn't release, like a piece of content that I did with Miley Cyrus that was heavy, and we decided not to put it out.
What do you do with that kind of stuff? Do you hold it in a bank, like, I might put this out one day, or is it like, never again, put it away, we won't see this again?
For the Miley Cyrus one, we got rid of it. It was just too heavy.
Yeah. You just know, though, don't you? Because I think you just watch it and you think, this is one way or the other. If you're questioning it, I guess you have to just wait and see what your heart says.
This one in particular, the one that the Black Eyed Peas one, that's coming out in a couple of weeks. I know in my heart that it has to come out. It's just heavy.
Well, congratulations for like creating something that you feel is heavy, but you need the world to see it. Like that's amazing.
I showed my mom. She was like, "Boy." I showed Jimmy Iovine. He's like, "How are you gonna do that?" I'm like, "Jimmy, what are you talking about? You're the godfather of gangster rap. This is heavier than all the things that Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and everybody else. This is different, though." And he's right. It's whoa.
But nobody told you no. Nobody said don't put it out.
In ways they have.
Well, I'm hoping that we will see it, and I'm looking forward to seeing the creation that you've made. And also, I want to just quickly touch on before I leave you, because I know you're a very busy man. I don't want to take too much of your time. You're off on tour with your best friends.
Yeah.
The Masters of the Sun tour.
Mm.
I mean, I'm gassed. I'm excited. I'm going to be there. I actually came to see you when I was 11, and it was one of the first gigs I've ever been to. No, maybe I was like 13.
How old are you now?
Really young, like 15, 16 now. But it was the first gig I'd ever been to without my mum, and I lost my mind. It was one of the best gigs I've ever seen in my life.
What was it?
Birmingham Carling Academy.
What was that, 2007?
Yeah, was it 2000? Because I was Googling it, trying to work it out. So in 2007, okay, so I wasn't as young as I thought it was. Maybe I was 15, 16.
Because it couldn't have been 2008. In 2009, we didn't do arenas anymore.
Well, it was honestly the best gig of my life, so I'm looking forward to recreating it with you. But do you feel the same about touring now as you did then?
I can't wait for the tour. This tour has been a long time coming. We've been waiting to go on the road again. And it's the start of tour life again. So 2019 is going to be awesome as well. We're going to hit other countries. So it's awesome to start off here in the UK.
Kicking off in London as well, which is obviously a great kickoff.
Yeah, my favorite place on earth.
Yay! I'm sorry, that was too much, wasn't it?
Excuse me, but yeah, it's it's my favorite place on the planet.
Well, is there?
And the weather's been great for the past 6 weeks.
This is a gift to you from us.
It's gonna rain at 4 p.m.
Oh, damn.
Like, on the dot.
I can't wait for that to happen, and I'm like, Will I Am was right.
But then it's going to go away like at 4:35 or something like that.
This guy, you're incredible. Before you go, I just want to ask you a quick thing. Only because I asked Siri earlier. Oh, really? Oh, you asked Siri?
No, I'm joking.
Can I ask you one quick thing before we go?
Yeah.
So you tweeted about coders. You said, great coders are today's rock stars. Great coders are today's wizards. Magic is science. Harry Potter is a coder. Now, I've had an idea, okay? So I've always wanted to go to Hogwarts. Obviously, it doesn't sadly exist in real life, but... You know, you do a lot of work with your I Am Angel Foundation is incredible, works with people in education. Why can't you create a Hogwarts for coders where Will I Am is Dumbledore and you can just hire the best people on earth to be the teaching staff in your Hogwarts? Maybe you can call it Will Hogwarts. Probably a better name can be found, but I'm just pushing this to you.
I swear to God, that's been my dream. For like a summer youth program for kids to go and learn to code and build robots. And it feels magical like Harry Potter. That's like my dream, though.
You need to create Hogwarts.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
Like orphans, kids that don't have families. And, you know, so yeah, that's my dream. I want to have like either a summer program or a compound where kids that don't have families, like Apple the app was adopted. Like Apple's my hero from the Black Eyed Peas, my best friend. His story is like the most magnificent story in the world, being sponsored, living in the Philippines. His mom gives him up for adoption to come to America to make, you know, have a better life, to take care of the family once he has success. And he's done that. So now we're like, okay, there's a lot of other kids that could use not only a lift up, but a whole new trajectory on what their capabilities are. And Harry Potter doesn't have to be fantasy. That could be for real.
Yeah.
And what I mean by for real is like technology is magic. If I didn't tell you what a phone was, and then I FaceTime someone... You'll be like, what the F is that?
Yeah.
If you didn't know what virtual reality was and you went to sleep.
I still don't really know what it is.
What the freaking VR headset on. And I said, don't take the helmet off. And you're walking around in virtual reality in three-dimensional space. And we went to, you would think that it was real. So it is magical. And if you could like start teaching kids at an early age to build robots, to write code in a magical way, that is real life Hogwarts.
And you'd be creating a whole bunch of billionaires because it's one of the most lucrative, like incredible jobs in the world now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
If there was anyone on earth that could create Hogwarts, it's Will I Am.
Bill Gates.
Nah, Will I Am, man. I'm all over it. I think it's you, man. It's you. You've got to create this Hogwarts for coding. Anyway, I think that's all we've got time for, Will. Thank you awesome. So much.
Thank you so much. I swear to God, you look like Lux.
I
Mazik, she looks like a grown-up version of your daughter.
I'm sorry if that offends you. Thank you so much. This is FUBAR Radio. Will I Am. We're out. Bye.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Life is so beautiful. Life is amazing. Life can be terrible. Life is unbearable. Life is just crazy. Life is terrific. It's also horrific. It's a magnificent painting. If life is a gift, if life is a bitch, then I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. Get it all. I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. Get it all. I'm about to get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it, 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 get it
I wanna do is win. Man, I've been winning since way back when. In my mind's eye, I had it made back then. Fast forward now, Maybach's what I'm in. Getting out the project was a project. Mama said progress is the process. I was paid less, shopped at the Payless. Now my ass is living in a nice address. Feeling like a champ, living up in Los Feliz. Way back when I just wanted dope feelers. I can't go at a track suit from Adidas. Now we over here selling 80,000 seaters. Yeah, they wanna see us when we coming to the town. Cause we number one with the champion sound. We be falling up, never falling down. Keep it at a high level, elevated ground.
Life is so wonderful. Life is so beautiful. Life is amazing. Life could be terrible. Life is unbearable. Life is just crazy. Life is terrific. It's also horrific. It's a magnificent painting. If life is a gift, if life is a bitch, then I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. Get it all. I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. Get it all. I'm about to get it. 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 Get it.
Y'all need to focus on this. Apple was ESL in this bitch. That means English is my second language. From Angeles to Los Angeles. No handouts, they don't wanna hammer shit. Now they analyze me calling all the analysts. Now they realize that I'm the catalyst. On the Bob Marley shit, I'm the activist. And no, I ain't talking about no cannabis. Born Filipino, born philanthropist. I knew I wouldn't be the guy about the bullshit. No wise from the dumb, all about the school shit. You too know where the edge is. Gotta have knowledge, know where the ledge is. Bridging a gap, close all the wedges. Ordinary people, we the John Legends.
Life is so wonderful. Life is so beautiful. Life is amazing. Life can be terrible. Life is unbearable. Life is just crazy. Life is terrific. It's also horrific. It's a magnificent painting. If life is a gift, if life is a bitch, then I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. Get it all. I'm about to get it. I'm about to get it. Get it all. I'm about to get it. 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 Get it all.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Walla, 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 while I can, 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 while I can.
Big old booty, gotta jump, gotta do me, gotta plan, gotta duty, gotta dance, gotta boogie, I'm a fan, gotta stand. Cam is a movie, make my gram look like pants, like a friend. Mama, mama, mama mia, tell me what your mama feed ya. You getting that cornbread and choreo. Let me throw you on the story though. Tryna be like story mode. You belong at the war zone on
Walla. Walla, 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 Walla.
Nigga, you can't dance. My feet like my hands. Like quicksand, yeah. Something I can't stand, yeah. Something I just hate. I'm not on no date, yeah. Car don't got no roof, yeah. Works don't got no brake, yeah. Car don't got no waist, yeah. Watch don't got no face, yeah. Jet don't got no plates, God don't got no cape, shoes don't got no J's, don't got no style, don't got no taste, yeah. Bank don't got no card, don't got quick pay, don't got no chase.
Why I can't, why I can't. Stuck to me like she low-key USB. I just want some head, want some low-key guillotine. Police watching me like I'm low-key new TV. Like I'm serving 20 P's like I low-key used to be. Over the seas with my girl cause she overachieving. Don't put nobody over her king. Love my life, shorty ride my face like Mike. I'm a beater like Mike, not Ike. My split bro shit on life of mine. Spent all you made all year, all night on mine. Fuck some bands up, fuck your man's up. I might pop some bands up, switch the plan up. Lead a country life right now, shit. I might go fly, I might take off tonight. I might on life, I might tonight, I might.
Gala Cam, Chance the Rapper. That is such a fucking banger. Ray Stewart's in the building.
Wagwan, yo.
How you doing, babe?
I'm good, you know.
You're chilling out now, you're in here.
Yeah, man. London town, Wagwan.
You've come all the way from, well, Sheffield, but Manchester. Oh, you just turned the lights on and off. That was cool. Actually, it's kind of nice when the lights go off in here because it's so cool. So, Manchester born and bred.
Yeah, ma'am.
You're doing some very exciting things. Hear Me EP is out now.
Yes.
Really vibing it. You've got the R&B 90s and noughties down to a T, but also I've got jazz vibes coming through. I've got so many different genres melding to make this EP. And it's beautiful. I really like it.
Oh, thank you very much.
I vibed it a lot. You started singing at the age of 3. What were you singing, Aaliyah?
I was younger than that, man.
Really?
I've grew up in music. My mother, my father, like... I've grew up in it, like my sisters sings, my older sisters, rappers. So it was just in me. I mastered Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Oh,
just
really? Really? Were you spitting bars with Twinkle Twinkle Star?
Yeah, man, come on.
I'm a big fan of Dangerous. That's probably my favourite track.
Is it?
I don't know why, I just linked with it. It's got. I love the whole production on it. And on across the EP, definitely as well. But that one specifically, I just really liked it. It felt like it was really you coming
that was,
out.
That was one of my favourites as well, to be honest. Yeah, I loved that song.
I want to know who it's about. It's because sometimes it's not about one specific person, but I felt like that one was.
Yeah, my ex. Shout out to the ex. Mr. Love, you don't worry yourself. Nah.
Does he know that it's about him?
I don't know. He must do it.
And you got a video attached to it as well.
I know.
I like your videos as well. It seems like you're having a lot of fun. Everybody says that the videos are some of the funnest part of making music. Do you enjoy making videos?
I murder sometimes. God, it's like that's when you can be whoever you want. You can create in yourself. But I always like, because I'm insecure, I thought doing the videos would be dead fun and all that. But I used to stress. I'm like, well, I don't want to cry. I don't want to do this. But yeah, that was like my last one, innit? So I got more into it. So
yeah.
I feel like next time I do a video, I'm just going to get in and just...
Really go
for it.
Yeah,
man, just go for it.
Yeah, I'm excited for that video.
This one will be more dancey, won't it?
Well, I saw you putting pictures up. You were in the studio yesterday.
Yeah.
What are you working on? Are you allowed to tell us? Yeah. What should just come?
I've done like 3 songs, and I also Ooh. Done a feature with another rapper as well.
Oh, sick.
From Skins from Sheffield. I've featured on one of his songs, but I've got like a new, what would we call that style of music, like Afrobeats type of thing, dancey, because I feel like sometimes I'm so deep and you know, people need a bit more fun, and it's summertime and everyone's vibed in right now to this type of music that's out. So I've got a little hype song coming soon, you know, for the ladies them.
Oh yes.
So yeah. And like you say, I do a bit of, I'm a bit jazzy in that. I've got a bit of soul coming and yeah. All 3 songs were completely different. Just say that.
I'm excited. When are they going to drop? When's the next one coming?
Next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Oh, really? Sick. That fast?
Yeah, I hope so.
So tell me about Tell me about Manchester. By the way, another Manchester artist that I'm really vibing right now, I am DDB. She's sick.
Bro.
So
she's doing things for the city, so you gotta give show your love in it.
Is there any other artist that you'd like to shout out from your home, like that you think is really
Children of Jesus?
Oh yeah,
amazing group duo. D Knowledge rappers. Oh, you know what? I could sit it all day. Just Banco, he's smashing up the scene. There's too many. And if I forgot you, I'm really sorry.
But it's vibing in Manchester. I love you. It's vibing in Manchester.
We're trying. It's about time, innit?
I'm loving it, though.
There's so much talent there.
Would you come live in London, or
I've lived here before and I loved it.
Were you going to come back to us?
If I have to, I will do.
If you have to.
Yes, I will.
Growing up in Manchester, what was the music scene like for you when you were growing up? Did you go out to gigs? Did you go and see people?
I was like on my house, my funky house, my bass lines, Sheffield Niche, Napa days. I'm talking like 2000 and what? like 8, 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Real deep days. Sick. You know what I mean? Boy, yeah, yeah. But I know. First time, remember Giggsy's first song? Talking the Hut. Yo!
Yeah!
They were my days, them. Yeah, man. I was versatile, everything.
But it's a good place to go out and see music, though, right?
Hell yeah.
And you were playing with Kojo Funds there recently.
Oh, yeah, last week. Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How was that?
Do you know what? It was like the first time I felt like a real artist. It's because obviously he's already up there, you know what I mean?
Established. Yes, and that's what doing I'm saying.
He's an amazing artist. So it put pressure on me. I thought, oh my God, ooh, this is the first time. But it was just beautiful. It was like, it was natural. I just got on the stage. It just vibes. And yeah, man, then he came on after me and like mashed it up. So it was a beautiful, special night for me, definitely.
Did you get to have a chat with him afterwards, or was he whisked away?
He was whisked away.
Maybe next time you guys can get together and have a collab, because I think that would be so, so good.
Do you think? I know. Yeah. Zoom in on Darkin. Hey!
Is there any other artists that you'd be like, are you like chomping at the bit to collab with at the moment?
Any and anyone, you know, to
what
be
about
honest.
You and IMDDB? That would be sick.
Rash, she needs to holler at me then, innit? Yeah. I will happily make a track with her.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
You know what? Anyone, I'd work with anyone, you know, whether they established or not. I don't, like, if we can make some beautiful music together, then I'm down for anything.
Over the next few months, can we come and find you live? Are you performing anywhere that we can come and catch you?
I think my next thing's September, innit? A festival called Sonderfest in Manchester.
Oh, sick.
I'm performing there with a few. There's a few more artists as well that from Manchester will be performing there as well. So
what's the difference between a Manchester crowd and a London crowd?
I don't know.
Because I can imagine Manchester, maybe, are they a bit more friendly?
Everyone's come out the shell, don't you think? People don't stand in raves no more like that. Like, the man used to stand up and just nod their heads. And
now
the girl
everyone goes nuts.
Everyone's going nuts, yeah. Like, so we're all the same, innit? Anywhere you go, just don't screw face, innit? People don't like to be around people that screw face and push up the face. Let's just be happy, innit, and skank out.
Well, as an artist, it must be really hard to go into a venue if there are people like that standing and like arms
just don't
folded.
Look at them too much.
Yeah.
Just glance and keep it moving.
That's the advice. You've got to just no eye contact with the dickheads.
Nah, man. Don't do it.
So we've got new music coming out in September.
New music
coming out. Coming out in 2 weeks.
I'm trying to get, I need to put, get some music out ASAP.
ASAP. We need this.
I've got like a real, I've got a song coming called Wonderland. That's going to be in September. It's a winter vibe, innit? But I'm telling you now, that is like, you know when you said dangerous is personal, like, this one's personal.
Can you tell us anything about it, or is it super locked tight?
All I'm going to say, it's about me battling with like depression or whatever, like that, innit? So it's very deep towards my feelings and what I feel, innit? So
I think that's really important, though. And I thank you as an artist for doing that, because I think without that, and without us talking about depression, anxiety, and struggles that everybody, whether you're famous, whether you're this, whether you're that, everybody suffers with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, everybody has the potential to suffer with it. So talking about it is the best possible medicine.
For sure.
Did you feel that after you created it, like this kind of cathartic thing of like, it's out of me now? And it's like,
like I said in my song, I've got some lyrics, and obviously, music is my therapy. So that's how I feel. Like, once I started doing music, it helped me so much. Like, it made me happier in life doing my music. So,
and it's something to, I guess, put out to young people right now as well.
For sure.
If you're thinking about a career that you feel passionate about, whether it's singing or whatever,
yeah,
and you've got maybe some mental health issues, or you're struggling, or you're finding it difficult, following that passion can unlock such a big,
so much. It helps so much.
And so many artists are being honest about it now,
because the best thing is to talk. Like, if you can't physically talk to someone about it, because you feel like you're being judged, or you know what I mean, like you said, do it in your art. Do you know what I mean? And it, and then it becomes so much more easy to talk about. So yeah,
it's like finding an exit for it, finding definitely, a little yeah. place to put that stuff out. And in a
and
way,
it's turning a negative into a positive. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, for sure, man.
And I think it's a really awesome thing to do. So thank you for that. And I'm really, I can't wait to hear mm-hmm. that. Are you going to mm-hmm. do a video with that track, or is there any more videos coming soon that with the new songs?
I am going to do a video to that. Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, because it feels like it has to have that link for
definitely.
You.
Definitely.
And now you've got more confidence with the videos and with what you do, with your.
And I'm more involved as well. I never used to be involved. And they're like, Rachel, man, come on, you're creative, let's do it. And then I thought, you know what? Let me get involved now. I'm the director now. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to get involved so much more with videos because I have visions. So I need to make them become life, innit?
Well, it's been wonderful having you in. Thank you so much.
Oh, Miss Rose, thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming.
I feel like that privilege. Thanks.
No, we're privileged to have you. I think you're doing great things. I cannot wait for more music.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's just the beginning for you. It's just the beginning. We're going to play Disrespect now.
Why?
This is from your EP, which is out now. It's called Hear Me. Everyone go and get it. Can you introduce Disrespect for me?
Hi guys, this is Ray Stewart. Coming up now is my single, Disrespect.
The devil took control of me, yeah, and now I can't see clearly. What is real, what is fantasy, yeah, I'm dabbling in pure fuckery. I need to try to keep my cool, yeah, that evil power in me, yeah, makes me wanna go and do things that I can't believe, yeah. Madness, I come to you, remember what you did to me. Played the game of what you won, see you, yeah, you, yeah. I'ma show you who's the bad one, make you feel pain, real pain. For the devil tried to own my soul, I'ma flip the script on him to get out while I can, just to show you who's the real G. I know what's inside of me, the darkness releasing terror from me. Yeah, you laughed at my downfall, is it funny, G? I'ma laugh at you too when I fucking succeed. The devil's took control of me, yeah, and now I can see clearly what is real, what is fantasy, yeah, I'm dabbling in pure fuckery. Remember karma is a bitch, the shit you did to me was sick. I look at it like a blessing, reading up your dead Becky thing. That time when I was cruising around, ready to cause havoc on this earth. All I seen was redness in me, you look at girl that didn't find you G. But it what run that, mean nothing to me. Undoing me and I'm loving it, run you and your sad life with your sad wife. You sad guy, yeah you sad guy. I know what's inside of me, the darkness releasing terror from me. Yeah, you laughed at my downfall, is it funny, G? I'ma laugh at you too when I fucking succeed. The devil's took control of me, yeah, and now I can see clearly what is real, what is fantasy, yeah. I'm dabbling in pure fuckery. Now we both know it is done now. Don't you ever come to me with your shit talk. Your shit talk will never be my homie again. After all that blood clot disrespect, the devil's gonna catch ya. I said he's gonna come get ya. Just make sure you know how to deal with him, cause I know you're gonna suffer, suffer. The devil took over my brain. He made me feel like I was insane, insane, insane. Yeah.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'd like to welcome Too Many Zoos in the building. How are we doing, guys?
Great.
Good.
I know that you've been flight to flight to flight, so I'm going to keep things really exciting for the whole interview. Oh, No, I've already failed.
No.
I've already
failed. I'm excited. We're excited. We're very excited.
Thank you guys so much for coming through. We're really excited to have you in the UK. You're here doing some gigs. You've been called the Subway Sensation. You describe yourselves as Brass House, which I love the vibes of different genres right now. We're creating new ones, keeping it fresh, and making sure that we don't kind of link ourselves with the same... I guess it gives a lot more of an open vibe of what music can be, and you guys are a real representation of that. Did you know that when you first started, you were going to be creating this new genre, this new vibe of music?
No, but we were told so. No, we were just trying to make some money. This is the King of Sludge here. We were just trying to make money the first time we played. We knew we had something because we all play music, obviously, so we know when there's magic happening. But we didn't know. But people came up to us the first day that we played and said this all was going to happen to us. They saw it.
It's weird because in the YouTube videos of you in the subway performing, it's completely and utterly electrifying. Like, it's to even to watch it through a screen, which is a difficult thing to achieve, I think, to be honest. When you kind of had people coming up to you and speaking to you on the subway, was there any kind of weird experiences that went down when you, because I know weird shit happens down there. Weird shit definitely happens down in the tube here in London. So I wondered if you've got any like memorable, bizarre experiences that occurred.
Well, first of all, at a certain point, just playing in the subway is weird. So what the normal is weird. Like, if nothing weird doesn't happen, then that's weird. So
crackheads.
Yeah,
crackheads are weird.
Yeah.
But crackheads are also genius in a way. Yeah. And I know that sounds weird, but if you see some of like the inventions that crackheads are making and stuff like that in the streets and like, I don't know. I just think there's like, yeah, it's all crazy.
The
yeah.
next Bill Gates down there, is there?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's us.
That's us.
You've already done it though. You've already done it.
No.
No. We have the mouse, not the computer.
I want to know how you guys get anywhere on that subway anyway, because it's so confusing. Have you guys travelled on the tube? Because I know you're VIPs now, but have you travelled on the tube in London? Because it's pretty easy, right? It's colour, coordinate.
No, I don't think we have.
I've never been in the train station in London.
Really?
I have been in the train station.
No.
I have been in there, but I didn't take the train.
Oh, did you just go in, have a look, and then get a taxi?
I went in to meet a friend there.
That's rockstar.
And then I left the train station.
And that's somewhat of an illusion. We play in the subway. None of us actually like riding the subway train.
I just found it really weird when I went to New York, and it was quite confusing. But it is such a hub of music and buzz and excitement. Yeah. It's definitely like, well, we kind of have that here as well. We have the buskers and stuff who can have their own little spot. But it just felt, what you guys were doing felt very, very organic. Do you still see a lot of people doing what you were doing? Obviously not the same thing, but trying to create their kind of music on the subways now?
Well, we tour a lot, so we're not in the subway so much, but from my observations of subways, New York is a little bit more unique because it's a lot of people come there to create, let's say. And a lot of it's, some of it's not very good, so to speak. But there's always people coming down there to innovate different types of things. And also for us, we've also pulled from a lot of those bits and pieces from the subway. If people knew any of those entities, you could see a lot of it in what we do because a lot of it works in terms of how to make money in the subway.
Yeah, I guess you've got to have that energy and that vibe as well that people connect with and they want to come over to you and they want to give you money or praise or whatever.
Well, I mean, in New York, like I said, New York's a little bit different because as much as you're saying that we have energy, there are people who make a lot of money standing still. So
that's very true.
There's all kinds of things going on. That's what I'm saying. You come down to the subway or to any performance space, I won't say the subway, with a certain attitude and a message to convey. So that's what any artist should be trying to do. I have a message that I'm trying to convey, regardless of whatever your medium is. It's like you could go down there and you're just going to stretch a rubber band today, but your intent and your focus on how you're doing that from the observer's perspective is like, I wonder why he's doing that. And from an artist's perspective, that's all you want is wonderment, you know?
And in terms of artistic creation and that touching on that, you're wearing a Whitney Houston t-shirt right now. Yeah. I'm loving it. Is she one of your inspirations? And if not, who are your inspirations as a band? Because I guess you guys all have different vibes and different inspirations.
Man, I'm thinking of a melody that goes over the sound of this air condition right now. We find inspiration in everything. You know, I it's kind of weird in my opinion for people to ask like musicians what are your influences and all that. No, a great painting is my influence. A great meal is my influence. The way my mother talks is my influence. Like, it's not just about music. It's about this. I'm just talking personally. It's about taking in the whole world and putting it out, not just music.
I get that. What about you guys? Do you have any people? I guess when I was younger, to kind of relate it to what I mean, when I was younger, I listened to such a varied supply. Like Skunk Anansie was a big inspiration. Eminem, 2001, the Dr. Dre album. So those are the things that I link back to when I think about where my music taste came from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess I kind of mean in that realm. Is there anyone that you guys have from your childhood that you kind of linked with, you know, that you thought this person has made me kind of, I don't know, wow, excited about music?
There's so many for me. I would
you'd be here all day.
Not necessarily here all day. I would not be paying homage to a lot of my heroes because I think a lot of it, when you're coming of age and going through transition, you go through all different types of music.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean yeah, everything that's good that you like. I you know, I don't want to really name too many artists, but yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, for me. This is Leo P speaking, by the way. For me, there are just so many artists that, like, whatever random one pops in my head, it seems, like, strange to mention because then I wouldn't be mentioning, like, the hundreds that I didn't mention. But as far as, like, performers, I think that's way more important to me than just, like, musicians. And, like, Michael Jackson is everything, basically, to me. Just as someone that created such an amazing style. He's the king of pop. And then James Brown also. Prince is another one. So for me, I just think like really amazing performers are what inspired me to do what I do.
And all of those are incredible performers. And would you like, because I totally understand the vibe of not wanting to kind of say it in case you don't cover all the bases.
No, I listened to so much different music growing up and I liked rock music and hip hop music a lot. And for me, I really just latched on to producers and beat makers and who was like behind a lot of the projects that I was really into.
Sick.
And so, yeah, everything from fucking like Quincy Jones to Murda Beats, like, like, and everything in there between. You know, that was what I really latched on to. And yeah, and the dichotomy between both of the, like all those worlds that totally like influence each other. I don't know. I always liked the producers and the dudes making the beats.
Well, talking of producers, you guys have just dropped your brand new the remix of Warriors with KDA, who's a UK producer, very very sick guy. How did you, because it's already a banging track alone, on its own. The video is awesome. I love the rework of the video as well. But what kind of, because I know he reached out to you, didn't he, in terms of remixing the track. But did you feel like at the time, oh, do we want to like change it? Are we going to do this? Or was it a straight yes straight away? You knew this was a good decision.
I mean, we definitely initially liked the record, for sure. I mean, I don't think we ever make a decision that's just like, yes, we're going to do this right now, just for the sake of not making decisions that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we all vibe with the record kind of immediately, because we got sent a few different remixes, and I think all three of us liked that one the most out of all the other ones that were sent over and stuff like that, and so we just kind of initially clicked with it, and it just worked.
And you went back to the Subway for the video. You kind of became superheroes of music, which I love. It was like a really beautiful metaphor and also really fun. And you did a little rework for the remix. Musicians kind of can be seen as warriors. We use music to talk about politics. We use music to talk about life and feelings. Do you guys feel a bit like superheroes when you play? Like, because I can imagine if I was a performer like that, I'd probably get that buzz that maybe a superhero gets.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like, Yeah, I think about this a lot, actually, and it's like, especially when there's all these different, like, you know, like the Avengers, like the Justice League, all these different groups of superheroes, I feel like we're all individual superheroes, and we have to, like, use our superpowers to our strengths, you know what I mean? And that's kind of, like, what is, like, legendary about us, how we kind of all met in New York, because I actually met the King of Sludge, like, literally in the subway, and I met Matt at school. But yeah, like, I just feel like we all have to, like, find ways to harness our powers, and, like, in a strange way, we have to, like, use it for good and not for evil. And, like, that's, like, people's idea of, like, selling out or whatever. And, like, I feel like there's this kind of duty that people, like, that musicians have, this, like, pressure that the fans put on you. That feels like you're a hero, and like you have to keep this image, which is like a lot of pressure. But it's the same kind of vibe that I think superheroes go through, and I think absolutely when I'm on stage, it's like a completely different person. I feel like I'm Superman as opposed to being Clark Kent. So yeah, I feel like there's just a lot of similarities.
Yeah, definitely, I totally agree. I mean, I'm not a musician, but if I was, what about you? Who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero?
Yeah.
Batman.
I need to know where Matt... Oh, Batman. Batman. Matt is Batman.
Batman, for sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Batman. I'm just going to go with Batman and keep it short. I'm really into, like, comic movies and stuff like that.
Sick.
But yes, Batman. I'm going to go with Batman. But, to me, it's... I don't know if I would consider, like, being a superhero or something like that, but just, like, in life... Being a creative person and being able to relate with people who are creative on that level, not on some elevated level or whatever, but just being a creative person, whether you're in music or film or dance or television or whatever it is that you do, or radio DJ or whatever. Like, if you're creative and you're making content and you're coming up with shit daily, then that provides like a place for you and all of the rest of the people in the world who are like that, who are creating something every day, to come together and do that together. And that's awesome. And, like, I guess that is what I would consider the most superhero. Like, the ability to like, just get together in a studio with five musicians and bang out 10 records, like, and leave. And then be like, wow, that's awesome. We did all that right then and there. And that's just what I relate to, because that's what I do.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's so many mediums for that. But yeah, just
so
being able to create.
So you're saying that I could be a superhero?
You are a superhero.
That's
what I'm saying.
You've made my day.
I'm good. I'm glad.
I guess we can't not talk about the Beyoncé connection, because it's so incredible. You guys featured on her album, on Daddy Lessons. It's a huge tune. You performed together with the Dixie Chicks. When that happened, I know the story. I know you guys have talked about it a lot, and we won't go too hard into that because I know you're probably a bit tired of talking about it. But do you feel like, as a band, when that happened, it was a real sort of moment of, this is a kind of way to know this is a real thing for us. We're going to go to Stratospheric. People are listening, and so because obviously Beyoncé's got an incredible reputation for knowing musicians. She puts a lot of up-and-coming musicians on her albums, especially Lemonade. Can you tell me a little bit about that kind of feeling when you realized that you were going to work on the record?
Well, first of all, after a while in the subway, we knew we were badass. You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty in what she does, that she can see things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So... that was helpful. She has vision, you know. She knows what she wants, and she sees the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely want to be the sound of the future. So the period was kind of dreamy, but there was never really a time where it seemed artificial or fake or anything. So I'm just talking personally. There was never really that vibe. Her team made it really, like, for us, made us really comfortable and part of their family and everything while we were there. It really didn't feel like a separate experience. it felt like we were all sort of together. Like, we've collaborated with people. We can be sort of a, okay, that guy's over there and we're over here, and at the end of the night we're going to put this thing together and hopefully we're going to come together as people. I found that experience to be really sort of like, okay, she wants us to do our thing. Cool. So it was really not much outside of that in terms of like weirdness or like, I don't know. I'm trying to say it wasn't the way you're explaining it. It didn't feel that way. It just felt really natural is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I guess you guys knew that you were doing something incredible and you reached someone that is also an incredible musician. It was a meeting of minds.
Well, she wanted us to do what we do.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times you can get called into things and people kind of want you to play, but they kind of want you to fit into their platform. And then when you're like, especially in the studio or something like that, sometimes the magic isn't happening. So sometimes you need like to be able to just do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because otherwise it can be a bit awkward, right? If you're not giving the space to
breathe. The studio can be very awkward. And then what usually happens is people do all this kind of curmudgeon-y stuff, and then at the end of the night they get loose, and then finally the magic happens and you have no more studio time left.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean? 5-2 and yeah. You like get the song in 5 seconds.
Yeah. But no, it was a really cool, just organic, clean experience. They wanted us to do what we do. You know what I mean? It wasn't like coming here and do something that's really weird for you and make you feel awkward or any of those types of things. Yeah.
And did she impart any wisdom on you, or at least as because she tours a lot, she does a lot of, she works very hard. I can imagine.
No, watching them work and do their thing was one of the biggest educations for us in terms of like the music, not necessarily the music business, but the music production business. And like, it was kind of like the Wizard of Oz and really watching behind the scenes to really see how it's done on a giant level.
Yeah.
And how it can all work, because even at our level right now, we struggle to sort of like put it all together and to maintain it and to like not have like these weird things happen daily. And it's just nice to see that once you really do get it together, eventually that you will have a team of supportive people who understand their job roles and their position and how to help you get to where you're trying to go, and trying to find those people who can help you do that, you know?
Yeah, totally. And you guys are on tour right now. You've been touring for a long time. You've been playing gigs for a long time.
Yeah.
It's the summer, so it's kind of like the musical moment right now.
Yeah.
And you're here in the UK, and you're going to be doing a gig tomorrow. Tell us a bit about, what have you played to an English crowd before this size? This size, though. This is probably your biggest, right?
Tomorrow?
No. It's probably our smallest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's tomorrow, then?
Tomorrow I think it's a party thing, right?
Tomorrow, I don't know if we're... Tomorrow's at Red Rooster.
Oh, okay.
Is that open to the public?
I
think it's a private party.
No, I think it's open to the public, but there's only 200 tickets tonight.
Oh, God.
So I think your tickets fast. They're both sold out.
So surely a smaller gig, much more intimate, and especially for the vibe of your music, it's going to be a real wonderful experience for anyone going down there, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Well, our shows, we really try to put a lot into it. We really want to give anyone who comes to see us a real bang for their buck, and we really enjoy what we do. I mean, getting to this stage is a bit of a struggle every day sometimes because of traffic and things that go on with the business, but once we hit the stage, we're going to give you 500% every time. That's just been one of the creeds of Too Many Zoos from day one, that there is no sort of, we have no rearview mirror when we take the brakes off the car once we hit the stage or in any performance space. That's always sort of been our creed from day one, that we're going to give it to you.
Which is why you got to where you are and why you're smashing it so hard, I guess. Because you can't get there without giving 100%, can you?
Well, that, and we all enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a bigger part of it. I mean, we love the audience, but we really enjoy what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy what we do individually as well as what we do within the confines of the group. I've been in bands. I'm having fun. I mean, as much as a struggle it is. But generally, we have a lot of fun.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, and I'm excited you guys are in the UK. I think you're coming back a little bit later on in the year, but good luck with the rest of the tour. Thank you for coming to FUBAR Radio. I think we're going to play the KDA remix right now.
All right. Dope. This is Too Many Zoos, and you listen to FUBAR Radio.
Yes.
Presents
Lyra Payne,
our very special guest co-host Jody Abaker.
Good evening, everyone.
That's the brand new one from Estelle Better.
Yeah, I really liked her 1980 and Free as well. Like, they're the big tunes, I think, for me.
Yeah, God Made Me. 89 or something. Yeah, man.
Ace Boogie.
Doesn't Ace Boogie just mean cool dance?
Yeah,
hey, man, Ace Boogie.
Ace Boogie.
I was hoping school teachers say it, the disco.
Did you ever watch Biker Grove? There was definitely a Spoogie in there. She obviously loves Biker Grove, is what I thought when I heard
Spoogie.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
That's brilliant.
I'm definitely saying that to her if we ever get her in as a guest. So, Spoogie.
Okay.
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter. Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter. Everything is litty, riding through the city. My bitty look pretty and I got the homies with me. New Q60, bumping that new shifty. Bass in the trunk, hitting like King Griffey. Coogee sweat to fly, skinny Biggie. And shifty CEO, he white Diddy. If you with me, then let's get litty. If you with me, then let's get litty. Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter. Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter.
Everything litty.
From the lip gloss to nips to the titty. Sitting pretty on some bicycle handlebars. Cruising through the LES, zig zipping through the cars. Not alarmed when I'm all up in your arms. Hardy, hard, hard, we just laughing it up. Weather nice, vans and hoodies, not giving a fuck. And everything litty, ain't no need to fake it. What we want is love and success, working hard to make it. It's a grind, but I pass the time with you on my mind. Ain't the two of us together, tough like Optimus Prime. I don't even gotta speak, but you feel me like a mom. And we rocking classics like we press for one.
Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter. Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter. Everything is litty. Come hug and kiss me, burn up the city, roll up the sticky. When you gon' hit me, I know you miss me, just don't forget me. Talk shit and diss me, this beat is shit. Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter. Everything is litty, litty, litty. Riding through the city, city, city. All I really want is love and laughter. All the other drama doesn't matter. Everything is litty. Everything is litty.
Everything is litty.
Everything is litty.
Shifty. Dieberger and Fly Kazon. Welcome, please, to the studio. Get Kate, Wear Kate, Fly, a.k.a. Sam Duckworth. How you doing, babe?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
I pulled up the wrong night. Classic me, sorry.
Yeah, I'm all good, thanks. Nice and cool in here.
I know, you're looking very cool with your guitar strapped to your chest, ready to rumble like a true, true musician. Thank you so much for coming by. You're going to perform for us now, aren't you?
Indeed, yes.
So we're going to kick off with the performance of Adults, which is from your brand new album we're going to have a chat about after this. Yep. But do you want to actually do the introduction? Because I'm probably not the person to do that.
Okay, I'm Sam Duckworth, also known as Get Kate, Where Kate Fly. This song's called Adults. Today's news. Look into the past to support my views. Aspirational tendencies. Hope is gonna be the death of me. And oh, should we, oh, should I? How'd you know and how should I? Why should I believe all the things I read? New ends, no means. Once upon a time, talk was cheap. And words could feed three mouths a week. Generational apathy. Faking your epiphanies. And no, should we, and no, should I? How'd you know and how should I? Why should I believe all the things I read? New ends, no means. Sitting in the backseat chatting all day and night. Prove me right. Sitting in the backseat chatting all day and night. Outside.
Thank you.
This makes me very excited for Reading and Leeds.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Dude, it's going to be so, so sick. So we're very excited that you're down there because FUBAR Radio are going to be there too.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to hang out together.
Yeah, we are.
Be busy, mate. You're playing the BBC Radio 1 dance stage.
Yes.
So tell us, have you been to Reading before as a punter?
Yeah, my first festival was Reading. Yeah, it was funny. I had a run of like 6 years in a row where I went to Reading twice and then I played it four times. And yeah, I absolutely love it. You know, it's... I grew up listening to punk and emo. And then my kind of two loves really were punk and emo and then drum and bass and house.
Sick!
So Reading is the place for both.
100%. What a cool kind of trajectory for you as well. Like doing the full circle
of so
like...
So weird.
Yeah!
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I think everybody that's been to Reading as a punter has done that walk from the supermarkets with a case of beer on your back and that sweating thing.
Yeah.
So coming down in the van down that same hill the next year to that, you know, I think we did the what was then the Carling stage, and then we did the Radio 1 stage, and then we did the main stage.
Wow.
Which was it was pretty much a dream come true, that show.
And it's just, I mean, other than people like sometimes getting a bit leery and setting their tents on fire, it's such a vibey festival.
Yeah, I think Reading fans don't really get the credit that they deserve in terms... I mean, looking through... like I did a mixtape, kind of trying to take in some of the influences and things that I'd seen at Reading, also things that were coming up this year.
Is this the Young Adult mixtape?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we pronouncing it? Is that the same? Are we pronouncing it the same way? Because it's spelt slightly different from the album.
Yeah, but I just
played
with
it a bit.
Yeah, you know those SoundCloud mixtapes.
Oh, I love it. No, I love it.
I thought, you know, why not mess around
young
with that?
Young Adult.
Yeah. But, so... I mean, I remember seeing Soul Wax do night versions.
At,
you know, I think it was Soul Wax night versions, LCD Sound System, back to back 1 year.
Whoa!
Like, there's always good stuff, you know, at Reading and Leeds. And I think, yeah, people are young, people are leery, but that's what you want at a festival sometimes, isn't it?
But everyone is chill. Like, I find, like, there are some festivals you go to where it's like, oh, God. But this one, like, everybody's there to have a good time and really enjoy the music. And as you say, there's always secret gigs popping up and, like, different stuff.
It's never really very fighty.
No!
You know, and I think, yeah, especially at some of the dancier festivals, you kind of, you know, you feel it a little bit. It's kind of, you know, tops off house fans, but it's not really so much of that at Reading Leeds.
How does it feel? So going into the festival, is there anything you kind of have to say to yourself before you go on, like, you know, any pep talks that you give yourself that you're like... Because I'm sure you still get nervous even now.
Yeah, I think... I don't. Sometimes I can't tell whether it's nerves or just like really intense adrenaline.
I
don't really know how to describe it other than say like a sports day or any time you've done any sporting competition and the whistle goes, you get that instant rush of okay, right, I'm in now. The main thing for me with Reading and Leeds is just slow down, you know, or any festival really, any show where there's like a big amount of people. It's like everything you're doing, Sam, is five times quicker than you think it is. So just like relax. And do what you usually do, but don't play everything 10 times faster.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm on that flex because I feel that with what I do. I need to, I'm sometimes like, slow down, Harriet. But I think it matters, it applies to everybody. Slow down, enjoy the moment, be present, be where you are, and especially at a festival.
I think we're in a world now where that needs to become a mantra, really. I think we're in an environment where, you know, whether it's our... taking photos on our phones or looking at our phones, you know, we are struggling to, you know, I guess I'm lucky because I had, you know, teenage years pre-phones, you know, and I had musical life experience pre-phones, and I can remember how different it was. You know, I think now when you see something great, your natural instinct is, I'm going to take a photo of this. And I think that, yeah, being present is vitally important. I've been reading, there's a book, Notes on a Nervous Planet, Matt Haig, which has just come out.
I know Matt Haig. He's a really amazing chap.
Yeah,
he's
a brilliant writer, I think. And, yeah, I think he puts it in a really good way in this new book. And I think that we're increasingly finding that, you know, whether it's we're overheating in the weather, I think our brains are also overheating from technology, and
no,
being
totally
present
right.
And keeping things a little bit slower is important.
Yeah, such a good point as well. As a musician, I think we were talking about this a little bit earlier on today with another one of the guests. In terms of mental health, it's just so important to just take stock, notice where you are in music and in all realms of work and whatever. But specifically at the moment in music, it's great to highlight, like, take stock, chill out, slow down. You know, take life as it is right now rather than kind of trying to rush through it, get to the next Instagram post, get to the next video.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that life, you know, has suddenly developed a ranking system, you know, whether it's
like Black Mirror. Have you seen that Black Mirror?
It's exactly that. And I think that we have, you know, science fiction writers have always kind of predicted that that's where humanity was going to end up, and that we'd kind of, you know, I think people always assumed that it would be, you know, totalitarian or come from kind of some state in position, but actually it seems to be self-generated. And I think that's the irony of technology, is that the nightmare has been perpetuated by us, you know, being a part of it. And I think sometimes, you know, we need to remember that so much of that is meddled with, whether it's algorithms or whether it's what we think we see. But also, you know, just because somebody doesn't like something or something doesn't have the likes that you think it does, it doesn't necessarily mean that it diminishes your experience or your enjoyment. And I think sometimes you have to live, you know, within our own heads, you know, rather than projecting how we think we're going to be perceived
on someone else. Yeah, I totally agree. And music is a way to do that. And I guess I just want to say as well, because I realised we touched on Young Adult, the mixtape, and I didn't fully go into how sick it is.
Thank you.
Like banger after banger banger.
Thank
like,
you.
You've got incredible music taste. And it's not, you know, it's not your music. It's not the music you're creating. Like it's all the genres that have influenced you.
Yep.
Hip hop, you know, remixes.
I love making it.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Like remixes of Lucy Rose and Frank Turner on there that are your remixes. Yeah. I just really enjoyed listening to it. A lot of my favourite music on there, a lot of great hip hop. Do you ever kind of, because I know you refer to it as like a musical scrapbook.
Yeah.
How does it feel making a musical scrapbook? Is it a bit weird? Is it a bit difficult? Do you have a process of picking the songs? How does it work?
I've always made playlists or mixtapes. You know, I love to do it. I mean, I love to DJ. Like, it's probably, you know, I think because I spend time in the studio with like dance producers and I watch, you know, how they do things, and I think it's a skill that, you know, when you really watch somebody good, like, I mean, ShyFX is my favourite, you know, when you watch somebody like him kind of put something together in a journey, it's like, okay, cool. So when I'm in the studio, I'll practice. You know, most of the time they don't see the light of day, or I just send them to a couple of mates, but I love to do it. You know, I think that, you know, we're now in a, you know, I guess when you go to a gallery, you'd sometimes see the sketchbooks, but if you can request to go down and you can see, you know, pages of, you know, composition or, you know, backup research or backup notes, and I just see it like that. You know, I think, you know, nowadays, especially where, you know, music, you know, that magpie culture of modern music where things are crossing over, you know, left, right and centre, to actually have that context is something that I'm keen to do a lot more of.
Yeah, that's really cool, and it's kind of different as well. Everyone can go and listen to it in sort of honour of your Reading and Leeds sets and going, but it's a banging mixtape. I want to talk a little bit about the album, because it's the first thing official record you've dropped in 4 years, but as you were saying, it's like the first piece of full music you feel that you've dropped in like 7 years.
Yeah, it's the first. It's definitely the first Get Cape thing that's since 2012, really, that's felt like it was finished. You know, London Royal was a record that I'd started, and then I got sick, and rather than abandoning it, I just thought I'll put it out in an unfinished form.
Mm.
Whereas this is, it's very much finished, and yeah, it's good. It's good to be back on that horse.
And also, it was described as a triumphant return. And so many people are gassed about it. So many people are saying such great things about it and saying it's you, you know, which must be a, a heartwarming feeling and also a relief, because you know when you're trying to make a record that that is you and it screams you, but also it reaches the fans and makes everyone know that you're back and know that this is the record for you. It must kind of be an amazing feeling when you know that you've created exactly what everyone was wanting from you.
I think relief's the main one. I think spending a long time on something and people not liking it is something that I have experienced before.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not my favourite feeling in the world, and I'm glad that that wasn't necessarily the case this time. But also, more than anything else, I think, you know, I finished the record probably, you know, I was well into it this time last year. And so having the record come out at the top of this year, I'm already thinking, okay, I'm going to be writing something new some point this year. I'm going to start that journey. So there's a funny feeling of knowing that a record comes out, there's always a 6 month, 8 month lag time from when it was, you know, the idea was first there and it was first written. And I think when people respond to it positively and you get, you know, you get to play good shows and you get to tour it and things like that, and knowing that that's going to allow you to then build on that as a foundation is good.
Yeah, and you're taking it on tour this October, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Which is going to be sick. You're going everywhere: Brighton, Southampton, Oxford, Birmingham, all over the UK.
Yeah, it's the longest tour in quite a while.
Oh,
it's
God. Be a lot of fun. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I can't wait. I think
you've got your baby wipes packed, yeah?
We'll be all right. We've got some travel lodges. We'll be cool.
Oh, you're posh.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got to get a proper night's
sleep.
We're
old and sweaty now, so there's no other option.
Babe, we're all sweaty now. There's no getting away from that. Hopefully in October, the sun will have left us a little bit by then. But the tour is going to be really exciting. October, taking the album round, just fleshing it out with the fans, making that personal interaction. Is that what you kind of look forward to? Getting it into their eye, looking in their eyes and kind of playing it to them?
Well, for so long I played with like a computer and backing tracks, and that was kind of central to the live show, whereas now it's completely different. So for the festivals, there's like 12, 13 of us at times on stage.
Sick!
Yeah, so it's like horn section, strings, flute,
wow,
you know, full blown. And then for tour, there'll be at least 7 of us on stage. And I think having it live, I mean, because some of the earlier stuff in my catalogue is quite drum and bassy, so it means that we can go in sections like that. But also, you know, it's a journey, and I think knowing how a gig's going to go, because you have to perform it because you've got something going...
Yeah, it's so weird, that thing.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I'm so glad that it's over, and this is completely different. So every show is going to be completely different depending on the environment and the energy in the room. And that's what I'm really looking forward to. You know, because I think some, you know, different crowds in different parts of the country have completely different responses to things. Mm-hmm. Also different days of the week, you know. A Friday night and a Tuesday night are going to be very different shows.
I don't
think they're going to be bad shows, because I think, you know, the high energy of a weekend show, but also that, you know, a lot of the music's quite reflective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be nice to have the opportunity to do different things in different cities.
Yeah, and just get that interaction and that personal sort of relationship back.
Yeah, and same, I got a lot of sing-along-y type songs, and people are loud. That's what I've forgotten, like, doing the shows that we've done recently. I'm like, okay, cool, this is a lot of fun. I've missed doing this.
Well, I think Reading and Leeds is going to be loud.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be in the dance tent.
Like, oh my God.
Just the subs, like, there's so much of that in... Yeah, so much of that in our set that it's going to be fun to push him.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. Can we catch up again at Reading and Leeds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hang out. We'll play some games. We'll have some fun. Have a drink.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
After your set. So we're going to play Try now. Can you introduce it for us, Sam?
Yeah, this is my new single. It's Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly. The song's called Try.
Do I wanna be leaving? Yeah, you best believe it. Concrete jungle with glass ceiling. It doesn't feel like home here. Kind of feeling like the land of the freeze. Deal wheeling with mixed feeling. Oh.
I try to be optimistic. I know that I'm not. All those who know me by surface think I've lost the plot. Do I wanna be leaving? Yeah, you best believe it. Underachieving. That British feeling. I'm a prognosticator, always looking for danger. I always think the stranger things have happened, so terrified of the future. Give myself to computers. I'm under no illusion that I'm losing hope. We really need a big replace. Hold tight. As far as the eye can see. I try to be optimistic at least once a day. I know that it's unrealistic and I'll have to pay. But I'm not giving up, I'm not giving in. What's the point in living a half-lived life? I don't think there's much else to do but try.
What's up? This is Will.i.am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I know you've heard that guy's voice a lot today, but I just wanted to let you guys know that the Will.i.am full interview is on YouTube now. It's www.youtube.com/FUBAR Radio. You can catch that. Are you doing some kind of charades over there? I can't understand it. Will.i.am is incredible. It was such an amazing interview. It was really... He went really deep and was so interesting to hear his thoughts about kind of the deeper side of making music. And I don't think we see that side as often as we should. And it was really lovely to kind of get there with him. Go and check out the visuals, because I felt very connected with him, and his whole team were lovely. So big up to Will.i.am for that. Also, thank you so much to Sam for coming in from Get Kate, Wear Kate, Fly. What a lovely guy. It's been a real plethora of nice guests today. We've had such a nice day, even though it's searingly hot outside. So finishing today's show, we've only got a couple of minutes to do this, so I'm going to whiz through it. But my champion of the week this week... is Mark Ronson and Diplo's new project Silk City. They've dropped a track called Feel About You featuring Mappe. Now, I wanted to choose this because I'm a big fan of Mappe. I first heard her in about 2015 when her track Don't Wait went massive. Rehab remix came out, which I was obsessed with. I used to DJ it all the time. She's really great. She's been making music since 2009 and actually worked with Major Lazer on a track called Mary Jane, which might be where she hooked up with Diplo. And then she's released an album called Hey Hey, which came out in 2014. 2014. And she's been doing a lot of stuff and I think a lot of writing and things. So you can check her out online. I was going to play Don't Wait, the Rehab remix, but we haven't got time today. So do go and check that out after the show. Mark Ronson and Diplo, obviously two of the most famous DJs in the world. They're going to be headlining Bestival. Is it Bestival? Yeah, Bestival. So big up Rob DeBank for that booking. Silk City is what they're called. And Diplo has said it's a homage to some of the greatest dance music cities, Chicago, London, Paris and Detroit. Everyone's been very, very excited about this and them getting together and making music because they've kind of been teasing it for a while, and he said it's a bit like when he made Jackie with Skrillex, but it's a disco version, a disco collaboration. The first track they put out, Only Can Get Better, was with Daniel Merriweather, and it's a banger. But the exciting news is they're going to be dropping a track with Dua Lipa very, very, very soon. They've been teasing that online. Apparently the name is named after a Philadelphia venue and diner where Diplo got his start as a DJ, which I think is pretty sick. Please go and check this song out. I'm a really big fan of Silk City. I'm a big fan of Mark Ronson and Diplo, as it is anyway. It seems really nice and sweet that they've sort of got together and made a track, I feel, because you never know if DJs are friends, DJs and producers are mates with each other. It's kind of nice that they do this. And I feel like they've got their fingers in so many pies. They need to put those pies in the oven because they're making some tasty food out here. I'm finishing the show today with their brand new track, Feel About You, featuring Mappe. Go and check out Mappe. Check out all of them. And make sure you go and download this episode at www.foobarradio.com. Watch the Will I Am interview online. Plus, there's loads of interviews up there from the show with Rams and loads of great artists. So make sure you go and check them out. Stephen Lang and Lizzie Cundy up next. Very, very excited for that. Going to be sticking around having a lovely listen. This is Silk City, Feel About You, featuring the lovely Mappe. Make sure you check her out too. Bye! I think.
Thought I needed some Oops. Medicine. But this is how I always been.
See, I do think sometimes.
Cause we always fall.